daf is Pesachim daf Ayin. The entire daf is about the Korban Chagiga. The Gemara explains that we were just talking about which parts of the Avodas of the Korban Pesach you're allowed to do on Shabbos and which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so we decide to bring up a Korban that nothing could be done on Shabbos. And that's the Korban Chagiga. That's how it comes up. So the Mishnah asks, Hemesai Mevi Chagiga Imo. We only bring a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach if three qualifications are met. It can't be Shabbos. The Korban Pesach has to be B'tahara, not B'tumma. And the Korban Pesach has to be not large enough to satisfy all the people who are registered in it, so you need to supplement it with some meat from the Korban Chagiga. Chagiga, and then the Mishnah tells us, but Chagiga is abam min atzon, min abakam, min akvasam, min izim. You can bring it from any type of animal, male, female, all the different types of animals. It can be eaten for 2 days and one night. It doesn't follow any of the rules that a Korban Pesach would have to follow. So Amar Avashi, Shema Mina, Chagiga sarba asar lav chovahi, that we see that Chagiga sarba asar must not be a chovah from the fact that you don't bring it on Shabbos. If it was a chiyuv, you should have to bring it on Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us that it must not be a chovah, and not just from that you don't bring it on Shabbos, from the fact that if people are tummy, you don't bring it. From the fact that when there's enough meat in the Korban Pesach, you don't bring it. It must not be a chovah. So we see that, but it is brought. So what's the whole purpose of it? So Kadesh Pesach Nechal Al Sova. The whole purpose is to give a little extra meat, so that by the time you get to the Korban Pesach, you already have some food in your system. You're not going to be starving by the time you get to the Korban Pesach. Tais quotes from Yerushalmi, because if you're too hungry when you get to the Korban Pesach, you're going to come to violate this or Shvira Setzem. You're going to break bones in the Korban Pesach. Then the Gemara tells us the bulk of the daf really tells Masnisin Deloka Ben Tema, that our whole Mishnah is against Ben Tema. When the Mishnah says Chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night, and it doesn't follow any rules of Korban Pesach, that's against Ben Tema. Ben Tema understands that the Pesukim link Chagiga to Pesach, and therefore Chagiga follows the rules of Korban Pesach, can only be eaten for as long as you can eat Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, how far do we take that equation? How far do we take the rules of Korban Pesach and apply them to Korban Chagiga? First of all, does it have to be roasted just like Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, yes, it has to be roasted. It proves it from the fact that in the Manishtana we say, but they used to say, kulo tzli, that we eat everything tzli on the night of the Seder. The second Shaila Gemara says, Yibayilu ben tema ba min abakar, according to ben tema, could it be brought from cattle or only from sheep, like the Korban Pesach, from sheep and goats? So the Gemara proves from Rebraisa that it has to be a male sheep or a goat in its first year, just like Korban Pesach. It's limited, just like Korban Pesach. And third, the Gemara says, okay, what about Shviras Etzem? Does it have an iser of breaking a bone of a Korban Chagiga, just like you would by Pesach? So over here, it's a little more iffy, because when the Torah says that you're not allowed to break a bone in Korban Pesach, it's Etzem L'Sishbru Vo. So there's a miut in the Pasuk that sounds like it's only about Korban Pesach. Is that coming to be Mema'et Korban Chagiga, or is that coming to be Mema'it something else? So first the Gemara thinks maybe it's only coming to be Mema'it Korban Chagiga, but then suggests maybe it's coming to be Mema'it Korban Pesach that's Pasul. So the Gemara tries to prove from a Mishnah that says that if you find a Shechita knife, an Erev Pesach, you can assume that it's already Tahar, whoever lost it was ready Metayer it, but if you find a Kof, it's a cleaver that's used to break bones, then you can't assume that it's Tahar, because there's no use for it with any of the Korbanos of Erev Pesach. So the implication is that it's even usher to break the bones of a Chagiga, because if it were mutter to break the bones of a Chagiga, what do you mean there's no use for the kofetz? The guy's not going to use it on his Korban Pesach, but he'll use it on his Korban Chagiga, so certainly he would have been mitired. So Gemara says, it's not a good raya, because maybe it's mutter to break the bones of a Chagiga, but the Mishnah that assumes there's no use for the kofetz on Erev Pesach is talking about a very unusual case. It's talking about a case where the Nasi was a goseis on the day before Erev Pesach, and Yud Gimel Nisan, and they weren't sure what was going to be with him, if he was going to live or die. So probably whoever owned the kofetz figured, why should I take my chances and bother myself to be a mitayrit? There's a good chance the Nasi is going to die anyway, and then if he dies, everyone's going to be tamei. We can't bring a Korban Chagiga. And even if the Nasi is alive, maybe I'll have enough meat in my Korban Pesach, I won't need a Korban Chagiga. So for a Svek Sveka, he's not going to bother himself so much. That's the Yukimta the Gemara makes. Then the rest of the daf is a story. The Gemara tells Yehuda ben Durtai took his son Durtai with him, and they went far away from Yerushalayim. They went all the way south on Erev Pesach, so that they wouldn't have to face the predicament when Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos of bringing a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, because they held that you're supposed to bring Korban Chagiga on Shabbos as well, and he was afraid, what's going to happen? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and they're not going to let me bring the Korban Chagiga in the base of Megdash. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to reprimand me. How could you not bring the Korban Chagiga? It's Docha Shabbos. So he just ran away, and he stayed far away, Derech Rechoka, so he's Potter from Karban Pesach. So Ben Dutai's opinion was based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'zavach the Pesach laHashem elokecha tzonu vakar." That you shech the Pesach tzonu vakar. The only problem is you can't shech the cattle as a Karban Pesach. So it must be that that's referring to the Karban Chagiga. So you see that Karban Chagiga is treated exactly the same way as Karban Pesach. It could be Docha Shabbos. The other Tanaim said, "No, that's the way Api Korsum would read the pasuk. We know we have a tradition of Chazal how to read that pasuk. It doesn't mean that. It means that a Karban Pesach isn't. They understand the pasuk is teaching that if a Karban Pesach is not brought in Erev Pesach, so what would you use it for? You'd use it for a different Karban that could have been brought from Bakar, namely Karban Shlamim. That's the regular din that Karban Pesach that you don't use Karban Pesach is brought for Karban Shlamim." And then the daf concludes that even though the Karban Chagiga is a Karban Sibur, the Rabbanon hold that it's not allowed to be brought on Shabbos like all other Karban Sibur because of the pasuk by Sukkah says V'chagosim oso chag la'Hashem shivas yamim bashana, that it's brought for 7 days. In Sukkah there's really 8 days that because we count Shmini Atzeres also that they can bring the Karban Chagiga, but one of those days, sometimes two, but most of the time one of those days is Shabbos. So it must be that it's not Docheh Shabbos, and that's why we limit it to 7 days.